may remember the provocative Canadian speakers Lauren Southern and Stéphane Molyneux. The High Court has previously upheld a decision to cancel their booking at the Bruce Mason Centre in 2018 for speaking events. Now the case has reached the Court of Appeal to consider whether the council overstepped the mark when it cancelled the event. Matthew Tunison's been in court.
Yesterday marked 2 years since hundreds of Aucklanders gathered in Altair Square to protest giving the pair a platform, citing previous racist and other offensive comments. Now the case has found itself before three of the country's senior judges after an appeal by Dunedin bookseller Malcolm Moncrief Spittle and David Cumin, who's described as a prominent member of Auckland's Jewish community. Their lawyer, Jack Cotter QC, told Justices Cooper, Koch and Courtney that the right to freedom of expression was denied when council-controlled Regional Facilities Auckland made a hasty decision to block the speakers.
We say the issue is whether a council-controlled organisation is exercising public powers when it is managing access to the public assets, i.e. the venues that exist for indoor cultural and political meetings.
Justice Koch asked Mr. Hodder how far he was prepared to go to defend the right to freedom of speech and expression.
We're not quite at the level of a neo-Nazi organisation cheerfully booking the Bruce Mason Centre, but perhaps even then.
We would say even then, probably. Unless those who are organising and performing at the meeting were advocating something unlawful, then all the ordinary aspects of these debates come to bear.
He said the assertion that the event was cancelled due to fears for people's safety could not be stacked up.
It may well be that in the end, a valid decision could be made to say that it's impossible to provide security at the Bruce Mason Centre. We simply don't know because they didn't inquire at the time in the circumstances that there were there.
Another lawyer for the appellants, Jordan Grimmer, questioned the High Court judge's conclusion that they were acting out of self-interest rather than fulfilling the role of public watchdog.
And he also goes on to say that the applicant's conduct constituted something of a crusade against RFL. It seems to draw that inference from the fact that they had injected their self-interest into the decision. Now, it's fair to say the appellants resist this characterisation of their motives rather strongly.
As such, Mr. Grimmer argued they shouldn't have been hit with a $46,500 bill for court costs, as they were acting in the interests of the public. Lawyer for the Council and Regional Facilities Auckland, Catherine Anderson, argued that the artists, as Ms. Southern and Mr. Molyneux were referred to in contract documents, couldn't be said to have been holding a public event, as claimed by the appellants.
The artists were to be paid a minimum of $60,000 each. So in this context, it's clearly a paid speaking engagement. It was not an event that was open to the public. So the references in the submissions for the appellants to this concept of town hall events and council or local authorities' traditional role in that way is, in our submission, a reference to an event of a very different character.
The hearing will continue tomorrow in Auckland for Checkpoint. Call Matthew Tunis in 10 a.m.